Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Google has a new tool designed to help keep your distance in our pandemic world. Let's find out about it. John Martin is joining us, co-founder and CEO of Bundle AR here in Chicago. This is augmented reality. It deals with social distancing, trying to keep people safe. John, thanks for being in the Noon Business Hour. So kind of give us the nuts and bolts of this app.
Well, good afternoon, Cisco. Always a pleasure to be on. Google and Apple, they keep adding these AR tools, if you will, to the mobile devices to make them more powerful and interesting and immersive. And they added SODAR, and that is the ability to show distance from one location to another. It's only available right now through the Google Android and through Chrome. It's an example of how Google and Apple are always kind of competing with each other to add new tools to make their device better and stronger. So it's kind of a fun thing. Very few people will be able to use it because it's, you know, limited to those with Android and those with the Chrome. But it's a good example. For our company, we've seen this whole COVID-19 really just elevate augmented reality tools to hopefully be helpful to healthcare professionals, to medical testing kit companies, to the CDC postcard. Maybe you got it at your home, Cisco. Most Americans got a CDC and White House postcard, you know, talking about coronavirus. We use that as a great example of taking something as simple as a postcard and augmenting it with accurate, curated, trusted multimedia content with videos and information about coronavirus. And one thing that's nice about AR, it's always current. You can keep things current as of today. We've never seen guidelines and rules change so quickly as we have with what's going on with COVID-19. It seems to change every week or two, you know, as far as what people are supposed to do and not do. And that's another beautiful thing about augmented reality. You can point your camera at the target, and next thing you know, it's current information, not dated information. So it's a very interesting time, we think, with what's going on in the world as people are more in their homes, not going to workplaces, virtual training. We very much focused on the training, learning, and development aspects of augmented reality, hoping to help healthcare professionals, hoping to help patients and others with this unusual pandemic we're all dealing with.
Yeah, uses for augmented reality, almost limitless. Thank you so much, John Martin. He's the co-founder and CEO of Bundle AR here in Chicago.